Hello everyone, my name is Lou McConkey and welcome back to Game Stuff. This is my first podcast, and hopefully it will be the first of many to my podcast channel. I hope it is. So, yeah, basically I just want to go over my gaming channel, gaming podcast channel, and talk about what it will basically be. Just go over... it's basically just going to be games and stuff like that. They're talking about new kind of stuff that comes into the world of games and stuff like that there, because as I said in my description of my channel, if you haven't, go and check it out. I'm very passionate about games. I love games. I hope you too do too. If you're listening to this, you probably do, because this is a gaming podcast. If it isn't, you can still stick around. Nothing wrong with that. If you don't know about games, for tips, tricks, and helpful feedback to any questions that you have, or need any help to, definitely leave it in the comments. So yeah, let's get into the newest sort of thing I want to talk about, and it is basically the Nintendo Switch, which I have heard a lot about in the past. Well, the Nintendo Switch, which was released, unveiled in October 2016, was released worldwide in March 3rd, 2017, and Nintendo considers the Switch a hybrid console. So if you don't know what a console is, it's basically where you play games, station, and basically what they've done to this is sort of a hybrid, similar to the Nintendo, or the Wii U even, and it says it is designed primarily as a home console, with the main unit inserted into a docking station to connect to the television or monitor. And then it says, alternatively, it can be removed from the dock and used similarly to a tablet computer through its LCD touchscreen. So it is very good. If you don't know what this is, of course I can't include an image here, so you can go and look that up, Nintendo Switch. And it also says can be removed on the tablet computer, and it features a Joy-Con wireless controllers, so you can, you know, take these two different controllers off and use it. So it's basically a whole load of different things. It's handheld. You can use it handheld. It can be a gamepad. It can be just a Wii remote. And a whole load of different stations or things that it can actually do, which is quite good for lots of different things in the one thing. And the price is US dollars, $299.99, so that would be roughly one cent away from $300. So let's just go for that there. Australia, $469.95. The retail, it was the March 3rd, 2017. And Japan is 29,980 yen, I think. Yep, yen, and for pounds it is £279.99 in the UK, as far as I know. So that's what it says here. The removable storage is up to 2 terabytes, which is actually pretty good, and the storage internal flash memory is 32 gigabytes, which is not bad, considering all the different things, put together. Would be, I'm not exactly sure, I think that would basically count for that there. It's a really big step into the future of, especially because Nintendo, all like Xbox and PlayStation would really be considered as the main console brands, because I mean Nintendo would be more of, you if you thought Nintendo, you'd most likely think the little, I can't remember what they're called now, the DS, yeah, there we go, the DS, which is basically a small sort of portable thing close to the Game Boy. You all know the classic Game Boy. If you don't, that's all I have to say. And also similar to the PSP, the portable PlayStation, basically. quite old. I had one myself, and it's very similar to that. But basically, we have made two different consoles. We made the Wii, and of course the Wii U. They probably did have separate stuff like special editions, like, you know, of games like Mario Kart Wii console, but not really going that way, going to the main brand consoles. And yeah, that's basically what it is. So this is the first sort of console, real big sort of console thing. I haven't saw anything like that from PlayStation or Xbox, which is the thing that I'm kind of talking about here. You wouldn't really expect that from Wii, because I mean, they're not like, they're more of the small sort of compact things, especially even the Wii. It technically, it is a console. It is sort of small, compact, you know. You see a PlayStation, quite big, and also it doesn't have that many games for it in total, you know, and it wouldn't be as well known or as popular as Xbox or PlayStation. So that is quite a jump, and it has, you know, it has surprised quite a lot of people, because it is sort of compact as quite a lot of different things. So if you were to buy a PlayStation, you wouldn't be able to use it as a tablet, a phone, or a portable device, which is, I think, what they're trying to get at here. I think they're trying to get at that, you know, if you buy a PlayStation, you don't get this, this, and this, but if you buy a Nintendo Switch, you do get this. So it is, you know, it is quite a good, and actually, I've just read here that it was in a competition for mobile gaming, so some of the games on that actually are classed as mobile gaming, because technically speaking, the games on the console can be removed and used in the portable game system that comes off the main console, so technically they would be classed as a portable game. So that is actually that is a really, really good idea. And it says that there was 70 developers included by the start of 2017. So 70, and the console and is estimated to have shipped over 1.5 million units in the first 2 weeks of its launch, with Nintendo stating it was the fastest selling home console in its history, with strong sales in Europe and North America. So it just shows, you know, it really, really just got absolutely boosted off the market, and it was quite good sales. So that just shows you how, you know, great it is from compared to the new PlayStation. Actually, yeah, the new PlayStation, let's just talk about that, and the new Xbox. So if you think about it, there was the Wii, and then there was the PlayStation 3 and the Xbox and the Xbox 360, which were sort of were all on the sort of same line. And then there was the Xbox One, the PlayStation 4, and the Wii U. So this sort of always come out. Wii is usually around the last one to have that out, but it depends. You never really know from year to year. They're usually around the same sort of time, but Wii are usually the latest to come out. And then, of course, PlayStation and Xbox both released their newest consoles, which is the Xbox One S. I'm not exactly sure what the S stands for. I do believe it does stand for something. The Xbox One S, I'm not extremely sure. I'm not sure at all. And then there was the PS4 Pro, which was quite cool. You know, they look extremely good, so they do. You know, they look quite modern, the Xbox One S stands for Scorpio, so it's Xbox One Scorpio, technically, that is what it stands for, and then the PS4 Pro. So then, we went away, and they thought, you know, Nintendo just went away, and they just thought, you know, how are we going to compete with these two companies? How possibly, because the two consoles have, like, so much storage in both of them. They're so much better than us. We can't release another Wii because people are just bored of it. We need to make something unique. And they just absolutely blew the ball out of the park and made the Nintendo Switch. And haven't tried it myself. I think it is an absolutely amazing console. And I would definitely recommend buying it, because it is, again, Wii's main sort of drive is family gaming. It's not like where if you have, say, like an Xbox, usually Call of Duty, Halo, you know, it's not exactly family friendly. I mean, it is the 21st century, yes, I know, I get that, and people want to play these games, but technically Wii's sort of drive in gaming is family friendly, hence Mario and all of those other games, you know, family friendly. And it really sort of blew the whole family friendly thing out of the park as well, because it's so, you know, portable, all of this, you know, I don't really have a proper word for it. But yeah, it's quite a really unique console, you know. Compared to the, you know, the Xbox, you know, people thought, oh, cool, the Xbox is going to be awesome. The Xbox One S and the PS4 Pro. But really, the Wii, the Nintendo Switch is really the one to buy. Unless, of course, you are a dedicated Xbox One fan and you like Call of Duty. That's another thing. Call of Duty, Halo, all of those other, you know, combat sort of games are... Obviously, you cannot get them on Nintendo consoles, hence the family-friendly vibe. But of course, if you are a family man yourself and you want, you know, a console, I would definitely recommend the Nintendo Switch because it's portable, again. And it is a good way to, you know, play because you're not always at home. So it's sort of like 4-in-1. I'm not exactly sure how many different things you can get in the same, you know, thing. I'm not exactly sure, but yeah, that basically it's pretty good. So yeah, that's basically the Nintendo Switch, which I have been talking about this entire thing, and I'm gonna end this podcast here. I hope you enjoyed this podcast about the Nintendo Switch. Any recommendations on any consoles or games you want me to talk about, or companies, of course, please do, because I would love to have any recommendations. I mean, I will have plans myself, but I would love to be able to do things that you want and you like, and not just pick things out of the random air and, you know, do them because you might not want them. But anyway, I'm going to end this podcast here, guys, and I hope you enjoyed it. Please follow me, and I'll see you in my next podcast.